With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump says his latest rally was a homecoming of sorts.
And I just want to say a very big hello to a special place, New York, and to an incredible arena, Madison Square Garden. Incredible.
Tickets on a first-come, first-served basis handed out within minutes. The NYPD estimates 75,000 people lined up outside the venue, which seats 20,000. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston in New York City.
The famous arena was full hours before Trump took the stage, and thousands of people were turned away when the garden reached capacity. Outside, the sidewalks are overflowing with Trump supporters in red Make America Great Again hats and vendors selling all kinds of merchandise. There's a heavy security presence here with several streets blocked off in Midtown Manhattan. Greg Clugston, New York.
Mr. Trump's Democrat challenger stumping in Philadelphia, Kamala Harris, sounding upbeat.
Philadelphia is a very important part of our path to victory. And it is the reason I'm spending time here, have been spending time here. But I'm feeling very optimistic about the enthusiasm that is here and the commitment that folks of every background have to vote and to really invest in the future of our country.
Also at SRNNews.com, Egypt's president says his country has proposed a two-day Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Negotiations have now resumed in Qatar. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, talking about his country's strike on Iran, says we severely harmed Iran's defense capabilities and its ability to produce missiles that target Israel. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. Dow futures are up 193 points. NASDAQ futures 150 points higher. This is SRN News. Filmmaker Tim Mahoney's upcoming movie, Patterns of Evidence, The Israel Dilemma, taps into biblical history in two ways, with archaeological artifacts that verify the truth of Scripture, as well as archival video from in-person interviews he conducted with many top leaders throughout Israel over a dozen years ago.
We talked about the nation of Israel, how it came to be. We talked about the covenant. We talked about all these things. And for the last 17 years, those interviews were sitting in a vault, waiting for the time to happen. And sadly, last year when Israel was attacked in October, I said, I need to make a film. So I looked at it and I thought, no, what we have here is the Israel dilemma. Does God have a relationship with the Jewish people and the nation of Israel?
Mahoney's newest film will be in American theaters three nights only during the month of November. You can find more information at the website patternsofevidence.com. This is SRN News. It has been dubbed the Great, that's G-R-A-T-E, cheese heist.
Thieves with a nose for fine cheese have pulled off a massive cheddar ripoff in London. Neil's Yard Dairy said a con artist posing as a wholesale distributor for a major French retailer had taken off with around 48,000 pounds of award-winning cheddar. They then realized they had been scammed and reported the theft. The cheese is worth $390,000. The distributor, wholesaler, and retailer of British artisanal cheese said that the high value of the cheeses made them a tasty target for the thieves. Detectives at Scotland Yard and international authorities are searching for the culprits. Rika and Garcia, London.
McDonald's says testing has ruled out beef patties as a source of an E. coli outbreak linked to quarter pounders. Onion slivers from a single supplier now thought to be the culprit. More details at SRNNews.com.